Oh, it'd have to be Australia last year.
Yeah, oh, loads. It's like they're all Irish over there. I went over there for St. Patrick's Day as well. And I met up with a friend of Peter's.
Right.
That my brother lives, his friend lives over there, and stayed with him for a couple of days. And he introduced me to all his friends, who were all from Ballycastle, Cushendon, Cushendall, all from this area. So we went out, and there were about maybe 15, 20 people from this area, and people that I knew that didn't even realise they were living there. It was crazy. Interesting. There were, well, about half of them were living there, yeah. They were his mates that had moved over as well, but a lot of them were travelling at the same time as me, and obviously know the same people, because Ballycastle's not the biggest place. At the same time, I'm sure a lot of people come back to it, you know, because I've started up my own business, I can work anywhere really, and this is the ideal place. Yeah, in the summer it's great, I just love it, but obviously now the winter's coming in, and you know, people aren't going out as much, the tourists aren't here, pubs aren't as full really, but in the summer it's the best place to be for me. I'd rather stay here than... I love to meet, you know, the foreigners coming in, and you know, I'll chat to them in the pub and say, have you been to the Giant's Causeway, have you been to the Carrick Road Bridge, and just find out, I'll tell them where to go, find out where they've been.
Yeah.
Offer to drive them places, which never happens, and they end up... No, I just love chatting to the foreigners. I'm just proud of Ballycastle, really.